Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My wife and I would like to know if there is some sort of questionnaire we can take to find out our sexual likes and dislikes. We want to explore the things we both like or would like to try. We are looking for something that asks more than just the usual, would you like oral sex, giving it, or receiving it?
This is a great question. I didn't know of a comprehensive list of sex likes and dislikes, so I made my own list and posted it on my blog at mysexprofessor.com. Although it doesn't list every possible thing one can do sexually, there are more than 60 behaviors listed, so it's a good start. Here's how it works. Go to the website, mysexprofessor.com, print out two copies of the list, and add anything you want to the list that you don't see there. Then you and your wife may want to complete the questionnaire privately, marking a zero by behaviors that you have no interest in trying, a one by behaviors that you have a little interest in trying, a two by things you have a moderate interest in exploring together, and a three by those you're very interested in. When you're both done completing the list, compare your responses. Try to not judge your partner if they're interested in something you find unappealing, and try to be gentle with yourself if they're not into something that you find quite appealing. The areas that you both express moderate to very strong interest in may be somewhat easy for you to respond to or feel excited by. The areas in which you differ can be quite interesting too, though. For example, let's say that you indicate only a little interest in role-playing, but your partner indicates being very interested in role-playing. Ask yourself and talk about what aspects of role-playing are a turnoff to you and give her the opportunity to express what she finds exciting or sexy about role-playing. You may find that you have more in common than you thought, or that there are ways to tweak role-playing so that you both feel comfortable with it and into it. Similarly, if there are sexual acts that you're into but she's not, you can try to talk it out and see if there might be a middle ground. You can also make your own list from scratch, rate the behaviors you list, and share it with each other. Think of my list as a good starting place. And if I missed any behaviors that you'd like to see added to it, email us through the Kinsey Confidential website, kinseyconfidential.org, and I'll keep growing the list.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/Kinsey Confidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I have a bend in my penis, and sometimes it feels uncomfortable. I'm in my 20s, and I feel embarrassed about the situation. What do you think?
Here at the Kinsey Institute, we receive many questions from women and men of all ages who want to learn more about their most private and intimate body parts. What's normal, what's not, in terms of color, shape, size, symmetry, and for men, the way their penises point or bend. The short answer is that there is no normal when it comes to how male or female genitals look. While most penises tend to be around 4 to 6 inches long when erect, some are shorter and some are longer. While most women tend to have a rather small glans clitoris, the part of the clitoris that peeks out from beneath the clitoral hood and sits just above the vaginal entrance, some women have a larger or longer or more prominent glans clitoris. Some women have labia minora, inner lips, that are several inches long, and other women have labia that are barely even noticeable. The longer answer is a little more complex. Even though there's no standard for how genitals look, there are times when you might want to talk with your healthcare provider about your genitals and how they look or feel. In your case, you've noticed a bend in your penis. Quite a lot of men have a bend in their penis. Some men are puzzled or troubled by the bend, and others like the way that it looks or found ways to use it during sexual activity with a partner that makes them feel like their bend packs an extra punch, adding a unique way of stimulating their partner. But sometimes the bend is such that intercourse with a partner becomes physically difficult or even impossible. Other times a man might notice discomfort at or on his penis around the site of his bend, either when he gets an erection or just in general. These are examples of when a man should check in with his healthcare provider. A urologist is a particularly good specialist for men to see when they have questions about their penis, scrotum, testicles, ejaculation, or other aspects of sexual function. One condition that affects fewer than 5% of men is called Peyronie's disease. Peyronie's is often described as a connective tissue problem or disorder in which scar tissue develops in the penis. The development of the scar tissue can create a curve or bend to the penis, can be associated with discomfort or pain, and can eventually cause erectile problems for some men. Though it's more common among men older than 40, younger men can be diagnosed with Peyronie's too. Other times, men experience pain or discomfort in their penis after having had trauma or injury to their penis, as can happen during sports, falls, taking hits to the groin area, or even during sexual activity. Some men, seemingly more often when a partner is on top during sexual activity, have found that they slip out and then hit their erect penis against their partner's body, making a popping sound. Men who have this experience should always check in with their healthcare provider as soon as possible. It will also help to let your healthcare provider know where precisely you're experiencing discomfort. For example, is the discomfort at the bend or is it at the scrotum? Also, under what circumstances do you feel discomfort? During masturbation, sex with a partner, at the point of ejaculation, when urinating, or during daily activities? The more information that you're able to provide your healthcare provider, the easier it may be for him or her to provide helpful information and, if necessary, treatment.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.